What do bird vocalizations really mean? Thanks to the pioneering work of ethologists like Conrad Lorenz, scientists have long known that typical bird songs are territorial warnings against other male birds and enticements to females. But the actual language of birdsong was not understood at all until just last week, when an incredible scientific breakthrough was made at the Cornell Lavatory of Ornithology. They developed a special process of playing tapes of bird calls at slow speed in reverse, interfacing with state-of-the-art software on a VAX computer, and have now cracked the code of all bird language. Their most surprising discovery is that a bird's territorial behavior is not as aggressive as they had once believed. For example, listen to this red-winged blackbird call taped in early March after the bird returned from its southern wintering ground. The tape was processed by lavatory scientists, and to their amazement, it came out of the synthesizer like this.
Gee, but it's great to be back home.
The house wren's familiar bubbly tune was processed next. It turns out the house wren's drive to mate is far stronger than its territorial drive. On the synthesizer, it sounds like this.
I want you. Yes, I want you. So bad.
Ring-billed gulls, which are back in Duluth mooching at McDonald's, sound like this to the unpracticed ear. But now we know that this is what they're really saying.
Oh, it's supper time, yeah, it's supper time. Ooh, it's supper time, very best time of day.
Mobbing calls of crows at an owl turned out to be a standard throughout the continent. These angry caws came out of the synthesizer like this.
Here comes the jets like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way, someone don't feel so well.
But it turns out that the territorial calls of crows are quite individual and even show some regional dialects. Here's a recording of a crow from Chicago. After processing, that same crow's call came out.
I'm a crow. Wanna make something of it? And I'm gonna knock your block off if you don't keep your tail off my turf.
Here is a recording of a Duluth crow. After processing at the lavatory, it sounded like this.
Yeah, hey, it's just me again. You know, I'd sure appreciate it if you respect the boundaries of my territory. Tucson talks.
Yes, it's true. Northland crows speak with a Norwegian accent. By the way, For the Birds now has a corporate underwriter, Baker's Blue Jay Barn.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Even the toughest blue jay never knows when he's going to cash in, what with hawks and cats and shotguns and power lines. That's why I came up with Baker's Blue Jay Blend. They only go around once, so they got to grab for all the gusto they can get. Baker's Blue Jay Blend's got everything a macho bird needs. Stuff like peanuts, sunflower seeds, and egg yolk. There's a surprise in every box, too. A ring or wristwatch or other shiny toy for your favorite blue jay to hide in a tree crevice. Every week I empty out my bug zapper and throw the fried insects into my cooking vat. It's great protein, and your jays will appreciate the unique roasted flavor. Then there's my special ingredient. I guarantee that every box of Baker's Blue Jay Blend is chock full. That's a whole 60% full of ground-up baby chicks. Yep, Baker's Blue Jay Blend, the right choice for your jays. Available at Baker's Blue Jay Barn, up the shore a ways.
That's Baker's Blue Jay Barn, catering to your blue jay needs since 1987. This is Laura Erickson, and this April Fool's Day program has been For the Birds.